Welcome to True Crime South Africa. I'm Nicole Engelbrecht, and you're listening to an interview with Sophia Dewberry, founder and executive director of Case Forward. If you've even just listened to 10 episodes of True Crime South Africa, probably at least five of them have some elements of either poor policing or failure in evidence collection that resulted in a case being significantly delayed or just not being solved at all. In South Africa, our current solve rate for murder cases is just over 10%. That means that just 1 in 10 cases will be solved in a way that results in a prosecution. Our successful prosecution rate is better, at around 75%, meaning that if a case manages to be closed as detected, i.e., solved and a perpetrator is identified and charged, then your chances of seeing justice increase to more like 7.5 or 8 out of 10 cases. But the point is that the vast majority of murder cases, and I can guarantee you other types of crime are probably even lower, are not even getting anywhere near a courtroom. There's a few reasons for this, including a shortage of detectives, systemic issues, a lack of resources, and a very high crime rate. As citizens, we can often feel very helpless when we hear stats like this. This is really one of the reasons I started this podcast, because we only really hear about 1 out of 10 cases. And I wanted to shed light on the other 90%. And also because I wanted to understand what the problems were and help others understand too. When I came into this true crime world, I had a pretty poor view of the SAPS. I saw police officers in the same way many South African citizens unfortunately do, as a group of people who aren't doing their jobs on purpose because they simply don't want to. And I very quickly learned that is not true at all. As I've said before, policing is like many other professions. You get good apples and bad apples. The biggest difference, though, is that the SAPS is public-facing, and the bad apples could mean the difference between life and death. In addition, I've learned how deeply the lack of effective resources, staffing issues, and a top-heavy organizational structure takes the good apples and slowly makes them unable to do their jobs effectively, as much as they want to. When I met Sophia Dewberry, she'd also come to this conclusion, among others. Like me, Sophia doesn't come from a law enforcement background. But when she found herself in the middle of a murder case, she started to realize that the situation was dire, and she was watching the real-life consequences of ineffective policing systems playing out around her. And you'll hear her tell you about how her idea for the organization Case Forward came up. But I think what I really want you as a listener to get from this interview today is firstly a snapshot of where we might be as a nation when it comes to policing, but also a little bit of hope. That if you were thinking you'd like to make a difference in some of the cases you hear about on this podcast and others like them, you can. But we'll get to that. First, I'm going to let Sophia Dewberry introduce herself.
Hello, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm a huge fan of you, your podcast, your book. So thank you. It really is an honor and a true privilege to share a little bit more about Case Forward. For more than 2.5 decades, almost 3, I'm giving away my age here, Nicole. I've been in the media and film industry. I've produced large-scale productions, and I've had the privilege to work on social impact projects in health, education, environments, and social spaces. And a couple of years ago, I closed my production company with the view of I really want to make a difference.
So it's not entirely fair to say that Sophia does not have any background in crime. She does have a link to a longtime friend of the show, Vanessa Lynch, who you'll have heard me talk about a lot, and her organization DNA for Africa, back when it was still the DNA Project.
And back in 2009, sure, goes way back. I go way back with Vanessa Lynch in the DNA Project and DNA for Africa. But in 2009, I worked with Vanessa Lynch and the DNA Project on DNA awareness and training. So I produced training videos for her and for the DNA Project. And in most recent years, I've also worked with Vanessa and DNA for Africa. I've always been passionate about DNA analysis and its importance in the fight against crime.
And it would be that involvement in the world of DNA advocacy that stuck in the mind of one of Sophia's colleagues and prompted him to call Sophia one day when the absolute worst thing had happened to someone he knew and cared about.
So anyway, I got a call from a very good friend of mine, a guy that used to film my videos, and he just asked me some questions around DNA, and he told me that a very good friend of his had, his daughter was murdered, and would I chat to the father of the deceased. And that was really the start of it. I spoke to the father and started really getting interested in the case and looking at the case, how I could help. Who I am is just very project-driven. I'm very solution-orientated. And again, I've always really believed in DNA as a crime tool. And because of my experience from so far back, I got involved in the case and I started seeing these gaps.
So a few things here. Firstly, no, we are not going to provide the details of the case in question at this time. Not because we're trying to be all secretive, but because the case is at a sensitive stage. And also, I can imagine the family is probably not in a place right now where they even want to share. But I've told Sophia that if at any point they do feel TCSA would be helpful, I'm totally open to that. So you never know. You may hear about it in the future. The other thing that stood out to me when Sophia started explaining how she'd been drawn into this case was how, when a family is thrust into the world of violent crime and investigations, very often anyone with even the smallest knowledge around these topics can become like a lifeboat in a storm at sea. Families often feel so lost and have no idea what they should be doing or how they can move things forward, that just being connected to anyone who knows even a tiny bit more than they do can make a huge difference. And Sophia was happy to help where she could. But as she explains, being at the ground level on a case like this gave her a different view. She started to see these gaping holes in the system.
So the real turning point came at the end of last year, 2024, when I got involved in working and supporting a high-profile murder investigation. And that's when I really started thinking about the effect crime has and the really effect that crime has on families and on justice professionals as well. And there's such immense pressure on justice professionals. They're under enormous stress. They have heavy caseloads. They stretch thin. They're under-resourced. And that really started getting me thinking about solutions and how to lighten the load of these breakdowns in the process that derail justice. And that raised a big question for me, and that is there a faster, better way to make progress on cases and support the people who need answers most? And that is Case Forward. Case Forward is a direct answer to that question.
I kind of love how Sophia goes, yeah, you know, so I saw these problems and I just decided to create an entire movement to address them. You know, as one does. Kind of like, I wanted to listen to a podcast about South African true crime cases and there wasn't one, so I made one. but it's on a much larger scale. Because as you'll hear, Sophia had big plans for this idea that was sparked in the midst of witnessing a family's pain and confusion. I asked Sophia if she could elaborate on some of the challenges she's discovered so far.
You're always hearing about how crime affects a family, but also not having answers, things taking so much time. Unfortunately, we hear how evidence is lost or mishandled. And what was frightening when I started doing research is that 60% of evidence collected at a crime scene in South Africa is unusable. I mean, that's a staggering figure. So when I did a deep dive into this and I looked at the crime scene reports. So when the guys arrive, and when I say the guys, I'm talking about the forensic teams, arrive at a crime scene, which we all know is the most crucial time in a crime. What is the process? How could we help the system by looking at processes and how to make it faster, quicker? Paperwork is documented by hand. And I started thinking about the different ways we could document and digitize crime scene reports in order to help these guys, because there's so much crime in this country, as we all know.
So, Nicole, as I mentioned, 60% of evidence collected at crime scenes is unusable, which means cases are on the back foot before they even start. And consider this, across the entire country, we have only 92 local criminal record centers, LCRCs, and about 1,700 crime scene examiners. And that number even includes trainees. So this means each expert is responsible for a huge number of cases, and many scenes simply don't get the attention they deserve. And it gets darker. South African crime scene examiners typically spend less than 90 minutes at each scene, compared to an international norm of 4 hours. So this limited time spent on a crime scene increases the risk of missed or poorly processed evidence. And on top of that, the SAPS Forensic Science Laboratory, the FSL, has a massive DNA backlog of more than 140,000 cases.
Case Forward is the brainchild that has been born of Sophia noticing these gaps and challenges and wanting to find a way to help the SAPS bridge the gaps.
So what is Case Forward doing about it? We're not looking to criticize or finger point, and I can't express that enough. Instead, we're here to stand alongside our justice professionals and support them and the justice system. We focus on connecting private expertise with justice professionals, offering field-based support, tech-forward solutions, and collaborative reform. We are about the practical change. We're all about that. Practical, 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 and solution, solution. I can't stress that enough. We truly believe that systems can work better, that collaboration matters, and that practical change is possible when people come together with purpose. And again, this isn't about finger pointing. It's simply about solutions.
Sophia and the team of directors at Case Forward want to act as a conduit between the SAPS and external resources that can assist them to close these identified gaps. Understandably, the gaps we as ordinary citizens see from the outside are only a small sample of what's really happening. And you have to be looking at things from the perspective of a police officer to really see it. And Sophia and Case Forward get that.
So we research and we start really by listening, really, really listening to the frontline professionals, understanding their pain points. Nicole, it's all about empowering people on the ground. Then we bring the right expertise with our biggest focus on innovation and tech solutions,
It's about tech streamlining documentation to free our justice professionals from endless paperwork and clunky old systems. It's about bringing innovative ways to document evidence collections, exploring how digital case information can be shared more efficiently between ZAPS units across provinces. It's about facilitating what we do is facilitating field-based training with trusted experts to build DNA literacy and strengthen forensic interpretation. DNA can lead to convictions, but it can also exonerate. Forensic DNA analysis is not fully understood. An investigation team can waste a lot of time, and the direction of a case can go in a completely wrong direction. It can also go in the right direction. So the importance of understanding forensic DNA is crucial, absolutely crucial. What we do as well is we really want to open dialogue between the forensic science laboratory and private labs to explore ways to reduce the massive DNA backlog. And then working and developing and problem solving to build and improve a more effective, accountable, and trusted system from the ground up. We'll be addressing implementation of fit-for-purpose technology in terms of digitalizing evidence collection and improving the chain of custody and streamlining it. Take the documentation, take out handwritten stuff to digitizing.
So the first step, of course, is getting case forward in dialogue with the SAPS so they can truly understand the gaps they need to fill. And my personal experience has been that SAPS is not always super big on chatting, but it can still start on another level, which is with recently retired police officers or those who've left the service and have personal insights they'd like to share. And also, of course, if you're still in the SAPS and feel comfortable sharing your experience, even if you want to do that anonymously, that's totally fine. Case Forward definitely wants to hear from you. And of course, this is a government-level conversation too, right? Individuals who are working on oversight committees in the justice arena or in roles where change can be affected are equally important. And another leg of this is what Sophia mentioned there, the private sector and fit-for-purpose tech solutions. Because once these gaps are identified, they'll need the tech to fill those gaps. If you are a tech company of any kind who feels they have a solution that could help streamline criminal investigations, please do get in touch with Case Forward. This way, the team is hearing from both sides of the coin and can act as a bridge between the two. Sophia and the Case Forward team are certain that they can make a massive difference in moving criminal case investigation forward in South Africa.
All South Africans are affected by crime. By supporting us, the benefits are spread across multiple layers. For ZAPS and investigative teams, it means less time on admin and more time on meaningful investigation work. For prosecutors and the wider justice sector, they will benefit from stronger, more reliable evidence, leading to more convictions and fairer outcomes. For government and public institutions, it means achieving better results, strengthening South Africa's reputation for accountability, and even help to attract tourism and investment. South African businesses also benefit from a safer, more reliable environment, which supports economic growth. Communities can start to regain hope and faith in the police and justice system. And finally, most importantly, the core beneficiaries are the victims and their families. They will hopefully experience greater peace and more hope as cases are less likely to stall indefinitely and answers might actually come sooner.
And herein lies the only real barrier between the intent behind Case Forward and the reality of making these changes happen. And it's not an unfamiliar barrier to most of us. It's money. Case Forward is set up as an NPC. It has a board. It has everything in place. And the team are currently conducting all the research they can do without funding. but it is funding they need to make the next step. So the big ask here is for donors.
So please support us and donate by going to www.caseforward.org and click on the donate button, which is in the top right corner. By donating, you're investing in practical, collaborative, and tech-driven solutions that aim to create lasting, tangible change in South Africa's justice system, one case, one process, and one community at a time. Thank you so much.
If you're unable to contribute financially, remember that there are other ways that can help to move this forward. Case Forward needs volunteer services. They need conversations with people working in and around crime investigation or people who've worked in those arenas. They want to start talking to tech companies about solutions. They want to hear about your personal experience in cases that have either been successful or less so. And they want to engage with people at government level working in these spheres too. If any of that speaks to you, I encourage you to reach out to Case Forward on their website, caseforward.org. I'll also link that in the show notes. Sophia often gets asked a question that I'm sometimes asked too. How do we fix the crime situation in our country? And obviously, neither one of us has an answer to that question. But what we both know, and as Sophia told me, the solution is not going to be some flashy idea. It's going to be exactly what Case Forward is proposing. Simple, smart, functional, and practical thinking and collaboration between those with the challenges and those with the possible solutions. Crime in South Africa is an elephant. And as the old adage goes, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. If you'd like to bite back at crime by supporting Case Forward in any of the ways I've mentioned, I highly recommend you do. A huge thank you to Sophia Dewberry for sharing her time and her fantastic idea around Case Forward with True Crime South Africa. If you'd like to hear more victim-focused true crime content, please subscribe to True Crime South Africa on Spotify or the platform you're using to listen right now. If you're looking for something still related to real-life stories, but often with a more positive slant, you can check out my new podcast series, I Live Through This. You can follow both podcasts on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, thank you for your support, and I'll chat to you soon.